He caught his reflection in a Bud Light mirror hanging on the wall and stared at a stranger's features from behind a mask. He looked awful. The bruising on his face was much worse than he anticipated. His long hair was clumped and sweaty, his skin a Monet of color. He had the appearance of a crazed man looking through the axe-busted shards of a bathroom door. Michael turned from his image and walked to the counter. Old Man Jackson was no longer there. He stepped past the counter and inched toward the doorway to the back room. He could hear Jackson talking nervously. He was on the phone.
"I tell you, he's here."
Michael could not make out the muffled voice responding on the phone's earpiece.
"He just walked in. I know it's him. Unless there's another person you all tried to beat up last night."
More inaudible chatter.
"Oh, how am I supposed to keep him here? I'm not part of this," Old Man Jackson said with whispered urgency. Okay, just get here already. Hurry."
He hung up the phone. Michael darted away from the door and hid next to the closest cooler near the register. He could hear Jackson fumbling around the back room, the sound of several small yet weighted items falling onto the tile floor. A distinct pump of a shotgun. Old Man Jackson emerged from the back room, weapon in hand. He felt even older all of a sudden, as if that were possible, and he moved like a man aware of his own frailty. The gun was old, one that had not been used since he had gone by the name of Little Boy Jackson. The shotgun felt unusually heavy in his withered arms.
"Michael, is that you? Michael!"
No answer. Jackson took another step.
"Michael?"
He tried to stop the tremolo in his voice, fear mixed with old age.
"Now, Michael, don't do anything foolish. Haywood will be here in a couple minutes, and he will get this whole thing sorted out. Until then, just..."
There was a flash of movement from his left. Michael appeared like an apparition and grabbed the shotgun while an invisible hand pushed Jackson up against the wall. Jackson grabbed for his chest. The shock poured over him like water, and he gasped for air. Most days, the pace of the store was too much for his frail condition. A gunfight was enough to put him in his grave. The pain in his chest spread, down his arm, into his throat. He gaped at Michael, tried desperately to speak.
My...
Michael stared at him as if he were a specimen under glass, transfixed. Jackson slumped to the floor, his legs splayed before him.
"Michael, please, help me," he begged,
his eyes wincing with the crashing waves of pain. He was dying while Michael just watched. Michael stepped back, the shotgun in his hand. Jackson watched him grab supplies off the counter and stuff them into various pockets. He looked back at the old man.